600 is the IQ to see.
Every 911 has been changed to a non-published number.
Travel World AM 600.
Let's do it.
Edition of Travel World. Willem back is Stephen Pickford in the hands of Chad behind the console today. Well,
yes, we're back home safe and sound from a great 5 days spent down in Palm Beach County, Florida last week.
The boys is back in town.
Yeah, once a month you just have to get away and do a live broadcast from somewhere, and couldn't pick a better place than hitting Palm Beach during Expo Spring Training, heading up to Jupiter. And we stayed at the Airport Hilton in Palm Beach, which is what a central location it was. We didn't have to travel from here, there, and everywhere. Within around 20 minutes, you were central to all of the attractions of Palm Beach County, and they had a lovely swimming pool. They were on the shores of Lake Cloud. You could watch the people out there on their boats, so you could take water skiing lessons, or they had sand volleyball court and lit tennis courts at night. It's a resort type atmosphere, and within minutes, a couple of miles from downtown, the Clamata Street nightlife district, the beaches, great location, Palm Beach Airport Hilton.
You bet. And they even had the Chad Kennedy Worship Center across the street.
Oh, yes.
Our Christian bookstore, yes.
Yeah, it was a good location. And you could sit outside and watch the planes land. You're only 1 mile from the airport.
Yes.
So you didn't have to spend all day getting from the airport or heading back to the airport. And one of the nicest things about the location there was they also were the home of Prestige of Palm Beach Auto Rental, where we picked up our car.
That was very handy because it was right next to the airport. It was really neat. You could see the airplanes take off and land. It wasn't too loud either, so it was fun. But right in the hotel, you take the airport bus, you get there within a matter of minutes, so there's no highways, no traffic jams, and there's Tom smiling at us, says,
"Warm welcome."
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't get you the four-seater BMW we promised you. Would you like to have two-seaters instead? We've got the Mercedes, the Prowler, and the Porsche. Which two would you like?
Well, it was a hard decision, but that Prowler, just bright yellow, just had Willem's name written all over it.
Cynthia said it suited my personality. I guess I have a reputation that precedes me.
Right. But a wide range of cars in the fleet. As we mentioned, BMW, Mercedes, Jaguar, Porsche, Corvette, the Prowler, and Prestige of Palm Beach right at the Airport Hilton. Give them a call, 1-888. Where's the rest of the number here? 313-7672. Don't want to give them the Hilton's number. That's 1-800-HILTONS. But
yeah.
Palm Beach, what a beautiful place to just drive around. We took that Prowler right up Highway A1A by the beautiful homes. Drive, you know, nice, peaceful Sunday afternoon.
We also took it down through the bad part of town, and we wondered why there was a whole bunch of gang members with a little triangle going, "Come and get it!"
At nighttime, you might want to keep the windows up and the roof up, too, because you never know when the area might change.
That's the downside of the Prowler, of course. You have to get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
Up, yes. Not much cargo space. Had room for a candy bar. Hey, did you know that M&M's are year 2000 compliant?
Yeah, we saw that in the store. I said, what? You know, at least one product is, right? I mean, if all else fails.
What's next? Continental bathroom tissue, year 2000 compliant? What's going to happen if you use the old Cottonelle in the year 2000?
Yeah, your pencils will become Y2K compliant, and
you're going a little too far.
It'll start falling apart on you. But yeah, the number again, 1-888-313-7672 for Prestige of Palm Beach. And why not rent a little Prestige when you're down in the Palm Beach area? Because the whole area just lends itself to driving around, taking a leisurely drive along some of the byways by the ocean, and taking in the sun and the fun of Palm Beach.
That's for sure. When you go up to Jupiter, do you see the Expo play? You got to remember, there's no restaurants in the area.
No. We were talking.
We're going to have breakfast.
We had P.P. Joyello. He said, where's a good place to go around here? He says, one exit down, right? I mean, that's what you had to do. But if you head down towards Jupiter itself, there are some nice places to eat. There was a Tujay's, which was a New York style deli, but that's around a 10-minute drive from the stadium, or one exit down on 95. You hit PGA Boulevard, and that's sort of the street that sort of symbolizes what we thought would be around in Jupiter.
Wall-to-wall
fast food restaurants.
We're driving up, and Steve and I figure, well, you know, what exit in the States doesn't have, like, miles and miles of fast food restaurants? Well, this one, it's the first one we found. But we have a very exciting show lined up for you today, because we got some special guests we have after the break.
Yeah, we'll be talking to Margot Classe about her latest book on how to travel in Europe
on
the cheap, because people are starting to think about going to Europe and making those reservations, but they may think the cost is too prohibitive. That's one element to discuss. And then you've decided to have a special guest along as well.
Well, yes. You know, as I travel through the airports, I always buy books. You know me, Mr. Bookworm. And I picked up this great book on relationships called The 10-Second Kiss by Dr. Ellen Creedman. And this is one great way to rekindle the romance in any relationship.
People travel, and they're traveling with, significant others, or they're traveling with family, friends, business associates, whoever. Relationships are a key to making a successful trip, sort of on the same train of thought as when we talked to Nadine Davidson about
how to travel with others, just
another element in that regard.
So Dr. Creedman will be following the break, and how to tolerate your significant others on a trip.
Yes, on a trip. That might include points in the province of Quebec on business. Places like Bagotville, Quebec City, Val-d'Or, Rouen, Île-de-la-Madeleine, Mont-Joli. You don't have to pay an arm and a leg. You can call today, fly tomorrow. Every seat is always 50% less than what other carriers charge on Air Montreal. You save even more by leaving from Air Montreal's own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, 631-2111, or www.airmontreal.com.
And as we do our commercial breaks, we have our tribute to Chad Day, because unfortunately we say goodbye to Chad for a couple of weeks as he goes to change tires on weekends. Sorry, Chad, we're really
time
hoping
to retire.
You'll be back soon. Yes, time to retire. We hope you're going to be back soon, Chad. Anyhow, roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langeau Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langeaus with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langeaus' choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langeaus Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
When it comes to your favorite brand names and looking your very best, Cavendish Mall is where to shop at this season. Quality selection and styles you'll love from Ralph's, Petit Mac, Delavanti, Global Girl, Zara, Swell, and Elizabeth Eger. Cavendish Mall, where you'll find a unique choice for all your necessities from Kohl's, J&R Kosher, Le Coupe, Stokes, Hallmark, Canadian Tire, Maxi's, Pharmaprix, and Kaplan Duval 2000. Huge playground, restaurants, cinemas, and stores. Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Mmm, honey, your skin is so soft. I never noticed before.
That's because I started using the Chad Baby Oil, and it makes my skin so soft and supple.
Uh-huh.
Now you can maintain that fresh from a massage session with Chad feeling all day long. Chad's Baby Oil is being clinically tested, and both dermatologists and massage therapists approve it. On his new product, Chad had this to say.
If I get fired, I'm taking you all down with me.
Wrong clip, you idiot. Chad's Baby Oil, new from Smithson & Smithson, available at your local pharmacy today.
How much change do you have in your pockets? One loonie? Four quarters? 100 pennies? You can't buy much for a buck, right? Wrong. Hi, I'm Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and until tomorrow, we have a selection of apparel fabric starting at only $1 a meter. Come in or visit us at Bouclair.com.
And I can't tell you how... Hi, how you doing? I'm Lita Poulsen, broadcasting from Beaulieu Matineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. Drop by, celebrate their 39th anniversary sale with instant rebates in every department. Spacious stores, too, offering furniture, household appliances, electronics, all under one roof. We've got this amazing parking lot here, too. It's going to make your life a lot easier. And as sales staff, they know the products that they are selling. We have our personnel here, cashiers, receptionists, warehouse workers, efficient experience. And these are qualities that speed up payment and also the delivery process. And we are where quality always meets low prices, open today till 5. And the promotions include one in the home appliance department, Whirlpool promotion. You save up to $190 on your invoice when you buy a set of Whirlpool appliances, range, refrigerator, dishwasher, washer, and dryer. We also have the KitchenAid promotion that continues, where you save up to $240 on your invoice when you buy a set of KitchenAid appliances, a range, refrigerator, dishwasher, washer, dryer. Come check them all out. And also many washers and dryer set models in store, including the Gibson washer and dryer set. Get this at $5.99. That's for the pair with free service and free delivery at Beau et Martineau. That is St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC
Travel World. AM 600.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this. Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing.
Welcome back to Travel World. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console with memories of, well,
Memories of lots of things. Trips of past and trips of the future. And Margot Classe joins us now. She's a guidebook author, wrote The Insider's Guide to Italian Hotels, one of her series of books on how to travel for less in Europe. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Stephen.
Oh, glad you could join us once again. So your new edition is out, and people are starting to plan for their summer trips to Europe, and traveling to Europe does not have to be expensive.
No, it doesn't. Of course, Italy is really becoming so popular. I think it's even beating France this year for the first time. And so I really had to do a lot of hard work because I wanted to find wonderful places that people could afford in Italy.
Now, what cities are covered in your book?
Well, what I did is I visited the most popular cities in Italy. So, of course, I have Venice, Florence, and Rome, but I also have the Cinque Terre coastline, which is very popular, and then I have the Amalfi coastline. So if you think of Amalfi, Positano, of course, Sorrento, and then I went to... I didn't want to do it, but I did do Naples, reluctantly, and I found it to be quite interesting. I think people really exaggerate a lot about Naples. It's not New York, you know.
I would imagine not, but why didn't you want to do Naples?
Because on my last trips there, I felt that it just really wasn't a safe town to do. It's sort of like a town that you visit for the day and then get out. But the, Italian police have really done a lot of cleaning up, and they're very into protecting the tourists, so it's not that negative paranoid energy that I had experienced years ago.
Now, when you go to a city, what are your criteria for selecting the hotels that are included in your book?
Well, what's most important is that it has to be safe. I do all my traveling by myself, so as a lone female, if I pick up any kind of sense of not being secure, I will not put that area in the book. So it has to be safe. It has to be centrally located. I do all my traveling by train and bus, and I don't believe in having to catch a taxi to a major site. So obviously centrally located. I like it to have charming, qualities. I do look for private bathrooms. I think I'm at the age right now that I'm tired of walking down the hall, finding finding the bathroom.
Right, you don't need that element of charm.
Right, exactly. I want my private bathroom. And I like it to be family owned. I don't research chains. So it's that basic information that I look for: safe, centrally located, charming, affordable. I usually cover hotels $50 to $99 a night for two, but in Venice, Rome, and Florence, I had to include some hotels that went as high as $150 because it is, you know, Venice.
Those
Rome,
are expensive
and Florence.
Cities, yes. Now, that's one of the elements when you travel that you want to include. Well, you mentioned family-owned properties because you can meet local people and they have suggestions and ideas of what to see and what to do that you might not necessarily get staying at a larger property or one that's owned by a large chain.
Absolutely. They really want you to be comfortable because they want you to come back and they want you to, you know, spread the word around. And this is a family business, so it is very important for them to make sure that all your needs are met. And, you know, also people, you know, I feel that if you're going to spend all that money going to a different culture, that you should experience the culture and, you know, take on the challenge that your hotel manager may not speak English, but I think that that's very, you know, challenging and fun. I don't speak any of the foreign languages, so I have a lot of fun practicing, you know, small words.
Some of the local, no, different expressions and trying to make yourself understood. But these are also properties that you might not necessarily know of in advance if it weren't for a guidebook like this, because of that same small family nature, they don't have the budgets to make themselves known in North America.
Right, they don't. You know, and the only reason that, you know, travel agents don't know about them is because they can't afford to do any kind of advertising or go on the internet or, you know, sign up with, you know, hotel companies. So these places are wonderful, but they just don't have that budget.
Now, it's how difficult is it to make a reservation if some of them don't understand English, if you list fax numbers and information
right.
to contact them?
Well, you know, several things. Number one, I have a fax form in the back of my book as well as on my you know, website. But what is important to remember about these hotels have been renting rooms to people in God knows how many languages for how many years, 100 or more years. So the one thing that these hotels know how to do is to rent you a room. I do list all the fax numbers. You know, some of them have email service. And if they don't have a fax number and they don't have email service, you can call them. I have all the phone numbers, area codes, everything. And they understand how many nights, how many people, because they do this day in and day out. So it's not that difficult. And if they do have a fax number, you just fax your information that you want. That's the least of the challenge, really, is renting a room, you know, if you call from this side of the country.
You also include in the book information on how to contact local tourist boards to get detailed information in advance about the area.
I think that's extremely important as well. You know, sometimes people rely upon the local tourist offices in their own country, and I don't get the kind of information that I get from the tourist offices that are within the city that I'm visiting. So I encourage people to fax, call, write, and I give you the you know, addresses to each of the tourist offices, whether it's Siena or Amalfi or Rome, and the fax number and everything, and request information, especially on holidays, because you want to know what holidays are going to be taking place during the time that you're visiting. And you get very detailed information. You get maps, you get holidays, you get, you know, tour information, so you can have fun making your own arrangements. And they're very quick on, you know, sending you, packages.
They'll send it out right away because that's the detailed information you need. I know when you, as you correctly mentioned, you call a local office of a national tourist board and it's very generic information and it's their mandate is to cover the whole country, and it may not necessarily zero in on that one particular city or region that you plan to visit.
Absolutely, yes, they will give you information on Rome, Venice, and Florence, but you know, people want to do small cities, and you're not going to get that detailed information on the Cinque Terre coastline or certain restaurants that, you know, you could read about or certain holidays that are taking place in the, Tuscany area. So it really is extremely important, and I do emphasize it in the book. Take the time out, because most people plan their vacations at least 6 months ahead of time. So, you know, use that time to, you know, get all the information ahead of time.
Margo, this book of yours covers, this new edition is Italy. What other countries of Europe do you cover in your different editions?
I also cover France and Spain, which of course are the most popular countries in Europe, France, Spain, and Italy.
You know, we should have asked you about this trivia quiz we had a few years ago about the train wrecks in Spain and Italy. That was a trivia quiz my sister had a few years ago, and seemingly simple questions were so complicated.
How many times have you made individual trips to these various countries?
Oh my goodness. Boy, if I were to guess, I mean, over the years, because I've been traveling to Europe probably close to 15 years now, if not more. So I would say, let's round off and say, 15 times each country. I do a lot of traveling over there because I absolutely love it, and Italy is turning out to be my favorite. And, you know, how this whole thing started on writing books is that I travel on a budget, and I just couldn't afford to do, you know, very expensive hotels and all the, all the hotels that I would get from the, travel agents. Even if I asked for, for inexpensive hotels, were usually $150. So that's why I'm able to do so much traveling, because I usually go away two or three, times a year.
And then you share that with your readers. Now, where can our listeners get your book?
Well, I do know that I'm in most travel stores in Canada. I do have an 800 number, so I would say just, go to your local store. There is a there's a chain in Canada. One is called Ulysses, and
right, then, Ulysses on, say, Denny Street, okay.
Right, and then there's another major chain. I can't think of the name, and I do apologize, because I just opened Canada about 3 months ago, and I do know that my books are available. But if they have any questions, they can call my toll-free number.
Okay, that is?
888-663-9269, and what I will do is I will fax you later the name of the store chain that carries my books. Also, I have a website, which is helloeurope.com.
So they can get all the information about...
All the information, yes.
Insider's Guide to Italian Hotels, also French Hotels and Spanish Hotels.
Yes.
With Margo Classy. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Margo.
Thank you so much, and... Now you guys have to go to Italy.
Yeah, now that's another destination that we have to have to profile. And talking about Italian food, it's a great time for Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. It's real great pizza and a whole lot more from Pizza Donini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to call, 383-6000. Call now, 1130 in Montreal. Piping hot, oven fresh at your door in 30 minutes or less. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
And following the break, the moment you've all been waiting for, Dr. Ellen Creedman, PhD, will be talking to us about her book, The 10-Second Kiss. Chad, roll it.
Kiss me once! Yeah. Kiss me twice! Come on, baby, kiss me deadly!
AM 600 Montreal.
How much change do you have in your pockets? One loonie? Four quarters? 100 pennies? You can't buy much for a buck, right? Wrong. Hi, I'm Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and until tomorrow, we have a selection of apparel fabric starting at only $1 a meter. Come in or visit us at Bouclair.com.
Thinking of renovating your kitchen? Call me, Monsieur Renov. I've been renovating kitchens for over 25 years. I'll come to your home, I'll ask questions, I'll answer questions. We'll discuss budgets, and together we'll come up with the kitchen of your dreams. There is nothing that Monsieur Renov cannot do. We love what we do, and it shows in every kitchen and renovation we create. Call today. Monsieur
Renov. 274-1159. 274-1159.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Hello from Bois Matsuno, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. My name is Lita Polson, here where quality always meets low prices and where we are celebrating 39th anniversary with a huge promotion going on right now. And bring the whole family. We'd like to see everybody along with you, helping you make your choices, whether it be for furniture, household appliances, or electronics, and best products on the market at prices that defy the competition. And a wonderful parking lot, too. We like to say that because it just makes life a lot easier. Open today till 5 o'clock, tomorrow 11 till 5. At Bois Matsuno right now, over 77 refrigerator models from 1.7 to 21.8 cubic feet available in store. Starting at $199, we have the Danby 3.6 cubic foot compact refrigerator on promotion. That has the freezing compartment, too. Two slide-out shelves, the can store dispenser, $199. You can take advantage, too, of the free warehousing service they have here at Bois Matsuno. Where, of course, if you're going to buy anything from furniture to household appliances to electronics, we can store them for you for 1 year at no extra charge. And don't forget to drop by and check out the sales staff here. Talk to them. Ask them questions. They know the answers. We're at Bois Matsuno on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Ellen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
So who gives the best massage in this room?
Without a doubt, it's Chad the engineer.
Absolutely.
And I won't say how I know.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
And we had to do it. This is Will and Back. It's Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console. Welcome back to Travel World, segment number 3. Well, we've got our special guest online. She's been called America's love expert, the fairy godmother of relationships, as opposed to our parody of the fairy godfather.
Yes, there's always
the
a difference.
Expert's expert. She's the author of the New York Times best-selling books, Light His Fire, Light Her Fire. It's opposed to Chad's book, Set Him on Fire. And if you're up late at night, you've probably seen her on TV. She's one of the top infomercials in the country. For over 17 years, she's been teaching men and women how they can put fun, romance, excitement, and communication in their relationships. And, of course, the nebulous connection to travel, of course, is a couple of weeks ago, we had Nadine Davidson on with her book about how to travel with others.
How to travel with others, because traveling is one of those times which can put a lot of strain on a relationship with your husband, your wife, your children, your associates, your relatives, relationships, and communicating are the important element.
I picked up her book at the airport, The 10-Second Kiss, and, you know, you figure some books like this, well, you know, same thing, advice from everybody, but this one really struck me, and I think she really has something to say on how couples can really improve their relationships while traveling. So, it promised to give you a magical formula for passion, pleasure, and playfulness. The book is called The 10-Second Kiss. Please welcome my guest today, Dr. Ellen Creedman. Ellen, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you for having me. What a wonderful introduction. And I love the music that you played as well.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get a different viewpoint from me, because I know most people talk about how they can take the kids and how important the kids. And let me tell you what I talk to parents about. The best gift you ever give your children is a loving relationship with each other, and the happiest, most well-adjusted children come from a home where mommy and daddy love each other. So I always advocate parents going away by themselves, alone, without their children. That's how they take their vacation. They can have a family vacation, but they must, once a year, take a one-week vacation for the two of them. In fact, the whole lover's plan is one night a week is date night, once every 3 months an overnight stay at a hotel, which I call a mini moon. Everybody takes honeymoons, but we need to take mini moons throughout our marriage. And then once a year, that 1 week vacation for just the two of you, because you must go back to being lovers. And everyone's a good mommy and a daddy, but you know, the only thing we give our children are roots and then wings. They're going to be gone someday. And if you've made the parent-child relationship number one, then everybody joins the statistics now that one out of every two get divorced.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, in some relationships, for instance, my own relationship, sometimes you can see where you have such a commitment to your children, you wonder, gee, is our previous life as, you know, togetherness, is that over? But I don't think it has to be that way.
No, and you know, I talk from experience because there's so many experts out there that are divorced 3 and 4 times themselves, so they don't know what they're talking about. I have been married for 32 years. I've raised 3 grown, well-adjusted, healthy children, happy children, and I am telling you that I don't tell anybody to do something that I haven't done all my life. You know, when I talk about getting away one week out of the year, people go, oh my, you got to be kidding. Well, you've got 51 weeks to be with the children and do whatever you want to do. When I talk about every 3 months it's an overnight stay, you've got 11 other months, you know, well, actually, you don't have that because it's 4 times a year that I want you to do it. So you've got 8 months. And once a week date night, you've got 6 other nights to do whatever you want to do. You've got to go back to being lovers and not just mommy and daddy. And most people, if you wait for your children to give you permission to go on that overnight stay, let me tell you something, you're going to be old and gray, because children want, I'll tell you right now, they want you to be with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you know what? They also want McDonald's, and so they don't know what's good for them.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
And the last thing they need are parents who become strangers or just become mommy and daddy, and they are no longer lovers. And you cannot, and I teach the men that, you know, every woman, for her house, that home represents work. It is stacking the refrigerator. It's cleaning the floors. It's washing the clothes. And no matter what you do, that home represents work. So you have got to take her away and make sure that, because I'll tell you something, nobody can be a sexual goddess in their own home. You've got to go away and enjoy yourself and be on vacation to go back. And that, by the way, is the first question I always ask couples who are in trouble. When they tell me, you know, we're on the verge of divorce, or, boy, our marriage is so boring, or we just can't, you know, we have nothing in common anymore, my first question is, when is the last time that the two of you went away by yourselves alone, without the children, without friends, without relatives, just by yourself? And the answer every single time comes back, I can't remember.
Wow. It, you know, some people might say, you know, once a week date night, that's too much.
Well, then they'll join, and you don't have to do these things. You see, you can join the statistics where one out of every two marriages end in divorce. But my program, as you'll see in this newest book, The 10-Second Kiss, it's really so simple. And what I'll tell you what the formula is. It's a 10-second kiss every single day. Now, that is a long, passionate kiss. I have gone all over the world, and I cannot believe how many people are together. They're not making love. They're having sex, but they're not kissing passionately anymore, and the kiss is the barometer of your relationship. And I don't think most people even know when their relationship has changed, but all of a sudden they wake up one day, and they feel like roommates, and they're no longer lovers. Well, I want every one of your listeners to do me a favor. I don't want you to analyze what you hear. I don't want you to evaluate. I don't want you to criticize. I want you, sometime today, when your mate least expects it, for you guys, when you come home, I want you to grab your partner and give them a passionate 10-second kiss. They're going to expect a little peck, but I just want you to grab them and knock them off their feet. And when they look at you and say, what in the world has gotten into you?
They always think something's up, yes.
I want you to look them square in the eyes and say, you know what? I don't want to be roommates anymore. I want to go back to being lovers. My program is something you have to experience and not talk about, because I ask you to do certain things and then you evaluate it. Because in your mind is, oh, if I did that, you'd think I was crazy, or he would think I was out of his mind. And everybody remembers how they used to kiss. I'm not asking you to do something that you didn't do. And if you didn't spend time alone, you never would have gotten married in the first place.
Exactly. Your first chapter, of course, your introduction, that actually touched me, because you, after you wrote the Light His Fire and Light Your Fire series, you mentioned that you went through some personal challenges of your own and actually had to come back from that. And
In 1991, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and then in 1995, I had a reoccurrence, and I had to actually undergo a bone marrow transplant. And I want to tell everyone that's listening, when you are hooked up to life support and you have no hair, no eyebrows, no eyelashes, no fingernails, and no toenails, and you are about as close to death as you can be, you really know the meaning of life, and it is to love somebody with all your heart and soul and to have them love you back. That's it, to give love and receive love. And I promise God that if I got out of there alive, that I would show people how easy it is to light each other's fire, how easy it is to keep romance alive, and most importantly, how easy it is to prevent divorce. And that's why I wrote this book, The 10-Second Kiss, because I'm so tired of experts making this seem like it's so difficult, and poor these people have to run to counseling when all they have to remember is to do what they did in the beginning. What you did was kiss. What you did was hug. What you did was talk. What you did was make each other feel special. And if you're not doing those things now, how can you be in love? And so the formula, you know, in this book, which I was talking about, is the 10-second kiss every day, a 5-second compliment every day, a 20-second hug every day, a 30-minute talk every day. Now, the next part I leave up to the frequency to the couple. A 60-minute seduction once in a while, a 2-hour fantasy, a 3-minute quickie, and a 2-minute belly laugh. And all of those things I explained, those are part of my 32-year relationship and my marriage and why I have lasted this long. And not only do we just live together as roommates, but we still feel that passion. And you have to do it, because here's the most important thing I can tell you. It's the action that causes the attraction. You have to do something in order to make the relationship work. You don't have to talk about it. You don't evaluate it. You don't critique it. You do things. And so everyone you'll see in the end of every chapter is an action homework assignment, things I want you to say and do with your mate, and then you'll start to feel that closeness again.
That's what we liked about your book. We're going to come up on a break. Please stay with us through the break.
All right.
I've always heard that love is not so much a feeling as a way of acting. At any rate, let's talk a little bit about the computer store that cares in Montreal. In the West Island, it's called Reboot Computer Center. It's on Donegany near Sources and the 20. Call them at 428-1919, and you'll talk to Bruce or Pat. Reboot Computer Stores, the computer store that cares, can handle new and used computers, and they'll take good care of you. Chad, let's roll it.
Now you're talking.
AMC Thunder, Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center, with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusborsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Thinking of renovating your kitchen? Call me, Monsieur Renov. I've been renovating kitchens for over 25 years. I'll come to your home, I'll ask questions, I'll answer questions. We'll discuss budgets, and together we'll come up with the kitchen of your dreams. There is nothing that Monsieur Renov cannot do. We love what we do, and it shows in every kitchen and renovation we create. Call today. Monsieur
Renov. 274-1159. 274-1159.
AM 600, CIQC.
What a beautiful...
beautiful day. I'm Lita Polson, broadcasting from Bourg-Maltenot in St. Charles, go to the TransCanada in Kirkland. Don't forget, we have the patio furniture up and ready for you to come in and browse and check out. We can use it now, can't we? It's the 39th anniversary sale, by the way, at Bourg-Maltenot. In the furniture department, we have many sofa bed models available in store. And an instant rebate of $50 on this quality sofa bed. It's in nylon velvet. It's comfortable. It has a firm spring mattress. $649 with free delivery for you. We also, in the furniture department, offer decoration accessories, lamps, picture frames, tables, leather furniture, gorgeous sofas. Check everything out, including a huge promotion going on right now on Serta Perfect Sleepers. And the Serta Pedic Posture Plus 3 mattresses and box springs by Serta. 540 coils, $299 for the double size. And we also have a large choice of quality comforters, pillow covers, and sheets. Everything for your home, from home appliances to electronics to furniture, with free delivery at Bourg-Maltenot, St. Charles, Corner of the TransCanada in Kirkland.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World. Will and Back is Stephen Pickford in the hands of Chad behind the console. And, of course, that's the Will and Back is theme song, as Stephen calls it.
Yes. Well, no, actually, the old Zellers commercial was.
I got it free, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting back to our guest, Dr. Ellen Creedman, author of The 10-Second Kiss, and we were talking about how it relates also to traveling. Ellen, we also remember from a couple weeks ago, we spoke with Nadine Davidson, who wrote the book, How to Travel with Others Without Wishing They'd Stayed Home, and she talks about how some couples ostensibly will go on, you know, a trip supposedly for romance and come up either breaking up or hating each other.
Yeah, they come back almost at each other's throats. And you mentioned one of those key elements is to make sure you get away for that weekend getaway. But how can someone go away and not come back? You know, something small just escalate.
Well, you know what? I'll bet almost everything that I've learned that those couples that are ready to come back and break up, either they've brought their children or they've met another couple on the weekend and they're really not together. Because to me, if you were in love once before and then you have the silence of just being with one another, conversation starts to flow and you really do go back to being lovers. Of course, I think you need a plan also, and that's why I give you the 10-second kiss, because there's things to do that you need. You just don't go away and then, okay, well, what do we do? I think you have to plan time, romantic time alone together. You know, this is a travel show, and I wanted to tell you a story that I'll never forget. My husband and I love cruising. And this was many, many years ago when I was very young, and we put away, and I told you, I practice what I teach, so we put away all the money we saved up for about a year and a half, 2 years, and then we still were going to owe about another 10 years on the credit card, but we decided to take a trip to Tahiti. And it was everything, I mean, it was just a dream come true, and I don't believe in postponing happiness because I want to promote closeness with my husband. Anyway, it was a dream come true. We get to Tahiti. We're sitting next to another couple, a cruise ship took a little day in Bora Bora. It was the most beautiful place in the world. And I'm looking at this couple. We started a conversation. I mean, they were dripping in jewelry. They were so wealthy. They were talking about how they were going to continue in going around the world. And he owned a travel agency just for the people who worked for him. And I didn't know what they did, but I just looked at them and I said, oh, my God, do I envy you. And she looked at me and she said, honey, don't envy me. It's you that I envy. I don't even know. I'm in remission now. I know, of course, it was cancer that she probably had, and I didn't even know if I was going to be here this year. It's your youth. It's your whole life ahead of you. That's what I envy. And her husband put his hand on my husband's shoulder, and he said, let me give you the best advice you will ever get in your lifetime. The time when you can finally afford to go on a vacation and the time that you die is such a short period of time that the time to go on a vacation is when you're young and you can't afford it.
Too many people wait till that last moment, and then they're not well enough to travel.
Exactly. And we went back to that cruise ship, and I looked at everybody, you know, who were in wheelchairs. Some people were blind, and I thought, oh, my gosh, is this the time to go to paradise? No, it's when you can't afford it. You know, those are the times when you can water ski. That's the time when you can go dancing in the evening. So to me, the time to get away for your listeners, obviously every time is a wonderful time to go on vacation, but there's so many people listening who postpone happiness. Someday when we have more money, someday when the kids are older, someday when I'm thinner, whatever the someday, and they postpone happiness. Well, because I'm in the people business, I see so many people that never make it to that day because of death, illness, divorce. The someday to make your relationship the best it can be, the someday to travel and enjoy yourself is now. It is not some imaginary time in the future that's never going to come.
Yeah, if you wait till that day, then there's always going to be another excuse, and then 30, 40 years down the road, you say, why didn't I do it earlier?
Absolutely. And, you know, I see that all the time. And, you know, one of the things I like to tell people is, look, if you don't have a love affair with your mate, somebody else out there will. And the best gift you give your children is a happy, loving relationship with each other, and the time to do the things that you want to do for each other is now. You know, everything that I talk about in that book is for the children. Because I know people, you know, listening to me will say, she's crazy. I have three children, so I know what I'm talking about. And there's another important segment out there that may say, you know what, we don't have any money. And I'm here to tell you that if you don't spend the money now on the good times, such as a much-needed and deserved temporary escape with your mate for fun, for relaxation, for lovemaking, I'm going to guarantee you something. You're going to be spending it later on to pay for the bad times, which is a permanent escape from your mate accompanied by divorce, anxiety, and tension. And I'm telling you, it is so much cheaper now to pay for a babysitter and a vacation than it is to pay for marriage counseling and a divorce attorney.
Just like a premium on an insurance policy.
That's exactly right.
Steven and I used to joke about how if we didn't clean our lives up, we'd be the two guys from the Muppet Show sitting in the gallery cynical and joking about everything else. But you tell a very touching story in your book, and I really had to share it. And it underscores about how the time is now. You got to do this.
Yeah.
You know, it's a letter from somebody who said they were divorced in June and bought your program a month later. I started listening to your tapes and they were working. I was living back with my wife, and even though she hadn't listened to her set yet, then on August 24th she drowned in a river near Cody, Wyoming, and he wanted to thank you for the tapes. If my wife had not drowned, we would have been married again, and I know now that our lives would have been better than before because of your program. After she passed away, I found out she was planning a trip for two to Tahiti. Thanks for the little time we had together before she passed away. This underscores life is just so fragile, and if you waste now, you know, what do you have?
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, I get those kinds of letters all the time, you know, because, again, we don't, you know, I used to look at people who died